You're listening to your NTD Audiocast with me, Ashok Mulu. In today's program, we speak to Sir Roy Anderson, a leading member of the Strategic and Technical Advisory Group on Neglected Tropical Diseases. This group is the principal advisory body to WHO for the control of neglected tropical diseases and reports directly to the WHO Director General. Sir Roy Anderson chaired a meeting of the Strategic and Technical Advisory Group on June the 30th and July the 1st, 2010. Earlier, I spoke with Sir Roy and asked him about his perspective on the elimination strategies for neglected tropical diseases.
The opportunities at the moment are very exciting. First, the World Health Organization has made a great deal of progress over the past 3 years, the time over which I've been chairing this advisory group on neglected tropical diseases for WHO. And in essence, if one looks at the international scene, you find in governments much awareness of what the neglected tropical diseases are. So that's the first issue. The World Health Organization, along with others, has promoted the awareness of this group of important diseases that little attention has been given to over the past few decades in the face of very major problems with HIV, for example, and malaria and tuberculosis. So let's just ponder for a minute what constitutes the neglected tropical diseases. The core group is about 13 infectious agents, and they range from bacteria and viruses such as dengue virus and mosquito-borne disease, right the way through to the large parasitic helminths, which cause schistosomiasis, lymphatic filariasis, onchocerciasis, and dracunculiasis. Now, the interesting issues about this core group of 13 is that there are available, perhaps for 7 of these infections, effective drug treatments, which are very cheap and effective, with, as far as we know today, very limited side effects. And so if we look just at one continent, such as Africa, then in this continent we have a very large number of people infected. Probably something like 500 million people in Africa are currently infected with one or more of this group of infections which constitutes the neglected tropical diseases. The sort of disability-adjusted life years lost from these NTDs in Africa is somewhere of the order, this is a 2006 figure, something like 60 as million DALYs, this is disability-adjusted life years lost. And you need to compare that with figures for HIV, which are about 84, 85 million. So they're a very significant infectious disease burden in the poorest countries of the world. Now, what has happened through WHO and a variety of other players, both NGOs and government organizations, is that increasingly health policymakers are being made aware of these diseases, number one. That's the advocacy side. Number two, seeking low-cost interventions in the poorest regions of the world. And number three, encouraging the pharmaceutical sector, in other words, the private sector, to become partners in trying to control these infections. So, a lot of progress. Now, the opportunities in terms of control or elimination are high in principle, but always difficult in practice.
What then are the diseases that pose a serious challenge?
Well, the challenges really, probably one of the fastest growing infections worldwide is dengue virus, a vector transmitted infection which is spreading out from its equatorial, as it were, route, and it's moved just recently, for example, a few weeks ago. Cases were diagnosed in the southern states in the United States of America, and this infection is spreading very extensively, South America, Southeast Asia, Asia in general. And there are problems in vaccine development. Very few pharmaceutical companies interested at the moment. but I think huge commercial opportunity if a vaccine can be made. And secondly, there's exceedingly limited effort at the moment in the private sector on antivirals. That's for treatment of severe infection, particularly in children. And again, I think there's huge commercial opportunities there. More generally, one's not talking about vaccines for most of these infections because they're either protozoa or helminths which have very complex antigenic structures, and we haven't, as it were, got to developing vaccines for humans in this domain. But certainly much, much more could be done with chemotherapy, particularly for the trypanosomes and the Leishmania infections. So if I look at the current challenges, the first is to address things like dengue, growing very rapidly worldwide. The second issue, and there's some very positive signs too, not just challenges, the pharmaceutical sector has been extremely generous in its donations of drugs to treat the filarial worms, schistosomiasis with praziquantel, and indeed the intestinal nematodes. So those are very, very positive things. The second very positive thing is the international awareness of these diseases. And just recently, USAID in the United States and DFID, the equivalent organization in the United Kingdom, have put significant sums of money forward in the totaling hundreds of millions of dollars to contribute to neglected tropical disease control in the poorest regions of the world. Now, this builds on NGO support, particularly from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who initiated quite significant contributions, tens of millions of dollars, for specific countries to try and improve NTD control. So there's very positive bits, but the challenges are essentially, first of all, to encourage the private sector to make more donations, or indeed to move another step forward, which is to encourage the transfer of the intellectual property to generic drug manufacturers in perhaps some of the developing nations, so that one can bring down the cost of treatment and one can scale up the level of manufacture, so that not just tens of millions of people get treated in Africa, but the 500 million who have one or more of these neglected tropical diseases have the opportunity to be treated. So I think the major challenge, aside from dengue, is scaling up our ambitions from where they are at the moment to trying to orchestrate the government aid agencies of the richer countries, the NGOs, and the private pharmaceutical sector to contribute to making a huge scale up in terms of effort and the availability of drugs.
And Sir Roy, what, according to you, is the right way forward?
Well, I think the World Health Organization group on neglected tropical diseases, through the encouragement of the Director General, has made really very, very good progress in recent years. The advocacy orchestrated by WHO, the material available to health ministries throughout the world to make them aware of the problems of these diseases has been excellent. So the way forward is for WHO to increasingly play an orchestrating role internationally. And I think WHO has the capability to deliver, to orchestrate this delivery on the country level, which is what is required. And so the way forward, I think, is more collaboration between the major organizations and less competition, as it were, with WHO, with its imprimatur of having access to countries, being the orchestrators of this combined scaled-up effort. And that also includes the World Bank, which obviously contributes to the support of the health ministries in individual countries. So I think it's a very exciting moment in time. Very important role for WHO.